What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds?
Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, KarenPairNerds.com, along with my co-host,
Rooster.
That's right, and this is podcast number 136. My God, that's a lot of podcasts.
Or is it not enough?
I don't know, because we've been really skimping out a lot. We've been missing a week here and there and getting lazy. Here's the thing. I work at night. I get home late, and I'm tired. And when the summer drought happens, when it's like, hey, we're not going to release any games until Christmas, or because we're
when
in that awkward
starts.
Yeah, or because we're in that awkward limbo stage where they're like, we're going to reveal new consoles, or we already have, and we're not going to give you anything else. So you're like, what?
Well, I guess they need a summer vacation too.
No, they don't. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Can you please let me know if my microphone starts being all farty and shit?
Well, I don't know anymore. I thought it was, but then you said it was fine on your end. And then I was led to believe it was my headset.
Oh, is it doing it now?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, well, let me
know.
But
even if it was, it could be me or you. I don't know.
That's true. And we're both pretty goddamn ugly. Anyways, this is podcast number 136. What's on the pipeline for this week? We're going to talk about news and new releases like we always do. Games we've been playing. I want to talk a little bit about GTA 5. Not because
it's the greatest game in the whole entire world.
Apparently, not because I'm excited, but because I'm sort of all this hype around it. Like looking up news, even for this podcast, looking up news is like
GTA 5. Like,
yeah, I want to talk about that a bit. And our last topic is going to be about women in gaming. And I don't mean like I mean because Metal Gear 5 or Kojima released new screenshots of a new character called Quiet. And man,
That works well. Women, Quiet,
right? High five all around.
Make him look, skimpy as hell, and
woo-hoo. Yeah.
Is Kojima like married or anything?
No, he's in.
That's probably
Japanese
why.
Japanese guy.
Yeah, but Japanese people get married too.
Do they though?
Actually, I don't know. They get married to their work.
Oh, I see. But anyways, yeah. So that's what we're gonna be talking about. Before we get onto that, what games have you been playing?
Finishing up Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah, that's right. I'm from the future. Saints Row 4.
It's
not bad. It's pretty good.
Did you finish it?
Almost. Well, I have to, like... Actually, no, I did finish it.
Oh.
But I thought that was still on the same day of yesterday.
Very memorable.
I finished it yesterday. I just finally finished getting the last achievement. That's why I thought I was still in the progress of doing it. Kind of bullshit a little bit. There's an achievement where you have to play for 40 hours, but there's only, like, 20 hours of gameplay. So.
But isn't it an open-world game? Can you, like, not do anything?
Yeah, I know, but I was just walking around, like, I've got everything else, why am I gonna, kill this guy if I don't know, it's just one of those things where it's like I did everything, like I finished doing everything pretty much yesterday,
yeah.
But all I had left was completing 40 hours. So majority of the time I just, had my game running while watching movies, or TV, picture in picture.
You mean Majora of the time?
Majora of the time?
Huh?
Yeah, why? Is that a segue?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to say, well, did you know that Majora's Mask came out yesterday?
No, I wish it did.
Maybe it came out a couple years ago.
I know. I'm a remake or something.
But yeah, so, but it's a good game. It's good.
Wait, I forgot what we're talking about.
Saints Row 5.
Oh, right. Four.
Three. Two. One. And we're on. Live.
Hey, how are you? How's it going?
Yeah, it's good, but it's like.
I've heard that it's good, but it's.
It's nothing to be taken serious. But I had good fun through it.
Good.
I haven't tried the co-op at all. I'm tempted to see if I even should. But yeah, I think I said a lot of it last week on my opinions on it. It's, careless humor.
Yeah. Is there any funny like Burt Reynolds moments?
No. It's not really a spoiler, but what's that wrestler? Ronnie Piper, whatever his name is.
Roddy Piper?
Yeah, he makes an appearance, and I don't even know if the guy's dead. I think he's dead, isn't he?
No, he's not. He's alive.
Okay.
Man, that's why he's in the game.
Yeah, but he doesn't really talk, so I guess maybe it's just an appearance.
That reminds me, you know the movie Little Nicky?
Yeah.
With Adam Sandler? For some reason, that movie used to be one of my favorite movies of all time growing up, and I watched it the other day, and it's really awful.
That's not a fast movie.
No, and if you watch it now, it's like...
Deep South.
The Deep South. we had some moments. And I forgot Rodney Dangerfield's and like, oh, there was in hell I can
Isn't he the devil?
He's
he's like the devil's dad or something.
Yeah, he's like, oh, Even here I get no respect. Hey, Tidhead, you come with me. Is that a good Rodney Dangerfield, or is that...
Yeah, it's okay. I don't know. I don't know the guy personally.
I mean, you know, I told my wife to call me after sex. We're not to talk... Let me try this again. My joke's getting no respect. He's like, I told my wife to call me when she had... not to talk to... I'm gonna look this up.
Get the joke right.
I'm gonna look this up and then I'm gonna do it. Go ahead.
Wasn't the joke something like, I don't remember.
I only speak to my wife after sex, so she called me from a hotel room. Oh, no respect. There we go. Because she was cheating on him.
Yeah. It's funny. I'll give it that. But it's pretty funny. Not bad, not bad.
Thank you. That's good.
No, the joke. But your impersonation was okay.
The impersonation was okay. Well, my wife, I don't get no respect. I made a toast on her birthday, the best woman that man ever had. The waiter joined me. I'm not a sexy guy. I went to a hooker. I dropped my pants. She dropped her price. I'm actually doing the collar pull too as I'm doing that.
But
I tell you, what a childhood I had. Why? When I took my first step, my old man tripped me.
That's kind of mean. That's funny, actually.
Shit.
But
what dog I got. His favorite bone is in my arm. That was a weak one.
That was a bad joke.
My wife and I were happy for 20 years. Then we met. No respect. Oh, man. There's a whole, 300 quotes from Rodney Dangerfield.
Are we going through them all?
No. Well, yes. I looked at my family tree and found three dogs using it.
Man.
My wife made me join her bridge club. I jumped next Tuesday.
That's okay.
Boy, what a hotel that was. They stole my towel. Anyways.
Why would you bring your own towel?
I'm losing my Dangerfield voice. I should do as Stone Cold. So I told my wife... No, that's...
Just like Dangerfield, it was funnier at first. Then it just went downhill.
Huh? I'm back.
Actually, I don't even know how well he is, but whatever.
Hey, this is Disney on Paranerds.com, letting you all know that the greatest news and news releases are coming out now.
We're inserting promos now?
No,
Didn't you make an official Mickey one?
I did, with the US Pikachu.
Pika!
I don't remember that.
That promotion would probably... No, it's not a promotion, it's a bumper. It's to separate
segments
and keep them separated. Right. So, yeah.
So that's pretty much essentially what I was playing.
Saints Row 4, right on.
Yeah. There was no funny thing, it was just Ronnie Piper was in there for 2 minutes and that was it.
In the game!
And I was like, I think Saints Row 3rd was actually funnier.
Yeah. I haven't played 4, but I like the music.
The music wasn't as great in 4. But, Saints Row 4, what was good about it
was a good game.
The superhero powers and all that stuff is essentially what made it fun. But the ha-has wasn't there.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Cool. Next time I see you, which will be God knows when, I want to borrow that game from you.
Sure. Just remind me, so whenever I do see you, it's not awkwardly in the middle of the mall.
Where?
I don't want to carry the game around me my whole life until
I meet you.
Can you?
Until we meet again?
I guess.
Until we meet again. God, I miss you. I miss holding you, touching your hair, smelling your breath.
Yeah, we did that once.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. Okay, cool. Well, that's all.
What have you been playing?
Well, I have been playing Animal Crossing because I'm a loser. I don't want to talk about it, but I have been playing it. Simpsons Tapped Out recently came out with a new update of Patty and Selma for free. That's pretty good. That's two characters.
Free. They're really the same person, just different hairstyle.
No, one has S earrings. I've been having this really bad craving to play Silent Hill again. I don't know why. So I wanted to get my PSP working.
All right.
So I
didn't even know it was unworking.
Yeah, I couldn't find my charger for so long. So I went to a store and bought a charger, and I plugged it in my PSP, and it's like, full life! Oh, no, we're joking. So my battery was, I don't know, it was maybe too overload? I don't know.
Possible. Maybe overcharge it over one night, and it's now dead.
So I looked it up online, and people are like, you know, you have to short-circuit it, so it can, drain all the battery, and then you can charge it again.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it was a little bit dangerous. So what I did was I took out the battery, and the battery was wrapped in, this aluminum foil.
Oh, that even works.
So, yeah, so I'm like, okay.
Wrap it in a towel and sit on it, and it should work again.
So what I did, I actually put it in the freezer for a bit, and I didn't do shit. So what I did was I was like, all right, I'm going to open up the aluminum foil, open up the battery, and put, a butter knife on top of it. I saw some YouTube clips, and to see a little spark, and when a spark happens, it means a short circuit, and short circuit. Fuck me.
All right.
Short circuited. And even that was incorrect.
I don't even know if that really does short-circuited.
It does. I saw it online.
All right. Everything you see online is real.
Yeah. Have you seen that flying Jesus? So what I did was I tried to cut open the aluminum with a pair of scissors. The thing is, I got the aluminum and the battery. So it did short-circuit. Definitely did do that. And then I was like, well, I cut the bottom of the battery, and I really want to plug this in because I don't feel like having battery acid all over my face. So I ruined my PSP.
You ruined the battery. Your PSP is still good.
Yeah, so I ordered another battery off that Dio Extreme website where it's like $3.
It's going to take you like 7 months.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not in that hurry to play it. I also bought a laser pointer so I could play my cat. But I was like, I figured. But yeah, so I ordered a battery, and you know, it'll show up when I completely forgot. And I'm like, oh yeah, I ordered a battery. That's right.
And then short circuits.
I don't expect it to work that well, but I don't know. I feel like playing Silent Hill so badly, the first one. Even though I did, like 12 times already, but I don't know. I like it. I really like Silent Hill. Besides that, we went to the exhibition, where we did separately, the CNE, which is Canada's national exhibition. Everyone in America might have heard about a Corona burger that were making people very, very sick, which is like bacon wrapped in bacon with more bacon.
I was going to try that too.
Me too. Even if, cause apparently the jam or whatever was tainted, so people were throwing up. There was like, 100 cases of people getting sick?
Like 180 people got sick.
Yeah, so, but I was still going to try it if it came back out, but because I guess they didn't want to risk it, it was no longer around. I ended up buying a bacon milkshake, which is fucking delicious.
How was it? Yeah, I really want to try the bacon and peanut butter milkshake.
Yeah, that's what I had.
It was my two favorite foods in the world.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I had that instead. But anyways, the whole point is we went to the air show to watch the air show, which America and Canada come in, and we had good seats and everything. Mm-hmm. This happens every year. Every time I watch the air show, I have this I need this fix to play Ace Combat.
Really?
Not Hawks, but Ace Combat. I have to play Ace Combat. So I came home thinking I had Ace Combat because everyone does at some point, and I don't. So I was like, well, I'm just going to buy it. But, you know, it's rating like 10 o'clock p.m., but I really want to play it. So I went online, and because I asked Brown Bear, Kyle, if he can lend me his Ace Combat, but he's going to play it because he just watched the Nerd Show too. So I went online to Xbox Live, and I saw Games on Demand for $20. And I was like, well, if I went to a store, it'd probably be $20 as well because it's the newest one, Assault Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought that for $20. And, it's a pretty good game. Actually, it's probably the best Ace Combat game I've played in a while. The music is fucking fantastic. And the problem with Ace Combat games is that, like, I'd say 99% of the time you're in the sky. Get it?
Cause it's robots in the sky.
So yeah, you're in the sky. So there's really not a lot to do. But this one is a new mode called Dogfight mode. Dogfight. Where you just tail a guy, an enemy, so you can, like, scope on them. And they're flying under bridges, through buildings. Everything's automatic. All you're doing is trying to aim and shoot them down. And it looks so good. It does get a bit repetitive because it's like, oh no, here's another wave of airplanes. Shoot them all down. But they have segments in the game like where you control what's that giant fucking plane in Call of Duty? Everything's in black and white.
Mm-hmm. You play Call of Duty. I have it. The freaking KM-40,
I forget what it's called. But anyways, everything's in black and white, and you can shoot, like, three different types of missiles.
Yeah.
And you can even control the helicopter portion. So, I'm like, at least they threw some variety. I don't know what's going on in the story, nor do I really care. Shoot. Yeah, not a bad, actually, it's probably the best Ace Combat game I've ever played, because it looks really cool, too. Sometimes when I'm flying, I just like putting the camera slowly around the airplane just to check it out. It's pretty fun. And I got another game in the mail to review, which I was surprised, which is Pikmin 3.
Have you started?
I have, yeah. I've been playing almost every night before I go to bed.
And?
I'm still writing the review, so I'm not going to give a score yet. But it is a beautiful, beautiful game.
I have a feeling the word beautiful is going to be used in your review.
Probably. Probably it's going to be the only word describing the game.
Beautiful.
No, it's very pretty because it's in HD. It looks like a Pixar movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks so beautiful. Oh, my wife called me beautiful once.
She was talking to the wrong guy.
She thought of her father. That was weird. So anyways, Pikmin 3 is a pretty awesome game. There's a couple things I'm disappointed in. I'll tell you what I don't like about it as opposed to what I like about it. Because the game is fun. I really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And it's my first Pikmin game I've ever played. So, you know, I don't really
know. Good way to start is number 3.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't have to know the other two stories, but.
Probably not.
There are two things I'm disappointed because I assumed they were going to be in the game.
What? Mario?
Sorry?
Mario?
Mario is one. I'm really surprised he's not in the game. No, not Mario. I'm surprised that there's no online play.
Ah.
There's a multiplayer.
Are there any black Pikmin?
No, there's rock Pikmin. There is rock Pikmin.
Are they black?
More charcoal than black, but.
I guess. Alright, at least they weren't racist.
There's yellow Pikmin too, so, you know.
And there's red Pikmin.
Yeah. Yellow means Asian.
Red means Native American. Yeah. I don't know what's the racism there.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And then there's blue. Who's the blue? The blue man group. There you go. Can't forget those guys.
But yeah, it's, I haven't gotten those Pikmin yet. I was going to say those Power Rangers for some reason. What was I saying? Yeah, so there's no online play. There is multiplayer mode, local only, but I was surprised to see that there is no online multiplayer. I wanted my brother to get this game so we can actually have a game.
Yes, they don't want people to play together. They don't want the Wii U.
I don't understand Nintendo. I don't understand Nintendo. Although Call of Duty, local multiplayer is pretty cool because one person actually has the TV and the other one has the gamepad, so it's two own screens.
Yeah, I guess, but the gamepad's so small.
That's true. But I was playing, but Pikmin even looks good on the gamepad considering that it's not HD, which you can read on our top 10. But what I, besides the online multiplayer not being a thing, which I thought it was, for some reason I was convinced it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, so I can't really review the multiplayer mode because there's no one to play with. The gamepad. What did you think the gamepad would be used in this game?
For? As to control the Pikmin, I guess, or tell them where to go?
Yeah, like you point and click, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
What is it?
Kind of having the same thing as Myst for the 3DS, where you don't use the touchscreen at all. The gamepad's only used for a map.
Yeah, it seems like it should have been an option. Like, you could play the game or use it as a map.
Yeah.
But having it specifically as a map is kind of like...
I get it when you're playing, like, it's not mirroring the images like most Wii U games do, where you have two screens. Mm-hmm. So you have the map on the gamepad and you have the game on the screen. So you still have to point the Pikmin around with the left analog stick. When I'm thinking, I could just click on the Pikmin and tell him to go somewhere else. That'd be perfect.
That'd make things better.
Yeah. But I get it because you're looking down all the time, so you want to look at HD. Fine. But you could use a Wii remote as well if you wanted to, which is probably a little bit better, but I don't want to play a remote with my Wii U. So yeah. Maybe it's just me.
Maybe you should have just played the Wii then if you wanted that.
Exactly. So, but then I thought, well, you know, because what I do like about the game is that it actually has the TV mode. You can actually bring the game to the gamepad. So say my fiance, for example, because the last couple of days for some reason has been disgustingly hot and today's freezing for some reason. She wants to sleep in the living room. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to bed and I'm going to play the game in bed.
So dude, that's like the main thing the Wii U has.
Yeah.
Because you've been, like, advertising that now you can play all over the place.
I thought that was stupid
outside.
until I had to share a TV. Now I'm totally behind it. So, yeah, I like the fact that I can lie in bed and play the game. But, again, if I'm looking at the whole game on my gamepad as it is, why can't I use the touchscreen then?
Can you? You can't.
No, you can't. You can only use the map.
That sucks.
So, I mean, it doesn't suck. It's just a missed opportunity. It's like, isn't this what you're trying to push, this innovative gamepad, but you're not using it to what it should be used for?
Maybe they don't even have touchscreen. Maybe it's not even touchscreen. It's all a scam. It's fake.
But there is a cool little thing that you could take photographs of Pikmin and, like, put on the Miiverse. So you can, like, get really close up to them. When you still go into first-person view and you actually move the gamepad around like a camera, but Zombie U did it, and it seems like that's the only thing the Wii U controls used for. But the whole review will be out probably next week because I'm still playing it. But that's all the games I've been playing.
Not bad, not bad.
Word.
At least it was something new.
Yeah, it was. Not the same old, same old. But besides that, let's talk about some games that came out. Did your window open?
You know what? I didn't actually open it. I'm still looking at, what's her name?
Oh, yeah.
Quiet.
we'll get to Quiet, because, our last segment.
I have a file. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just staring at my desktop.
With a big grin on your face. This is awesome. So here are the games that came out last week, because we only missed 1 week, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, cool.
What year is it?
Rayman Legends came out for Xbox 360, PS3, and Wii U.
You looking forward to that or no?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get on the Wii U, definitely, because that was originally the console it was meant for.
Mm-hmm.
But if for some reason it's scoring a point less than the PS3 and Xbox 360 version.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Disney's Castle of Illusion starring Mickey Mouse. Remember we, like, talked about this teaser for a long time ago and you're like...
Yeah, like 8 months ago.
Yeah, yeah. So it finally came out. I asked for a review copy, didn't get it, so it's getting a zero. And this is from Sega. Sega likes us.
Sega gets everything. They gave us more than one Sonic copy. Get away from us.
So, yeah, they have Disney Castle of Illusion that came out on Xbox 360 and PS3. I'm probably going to buy the PS3 version because when you buy the PS3 version, you get the original one for free as well.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to get it eventually, just not now. I don't really care that much. Dead or Alive 5 Ultimate came out.
Game's still around.
Yeah, sure is. Rayman Legends came out for the Vita, you know, same old, same old. And the big game that came out last week was Diablo 3 on PS3 and Xbox 360, which is very weird.
Why?
Because it's a MMO kind of game.
I know, but apparently City of Heroes is on for the PS3,
yeah,
and that's an MMO-type game. I didn't know that. I thought it was PC only.
And it's free, too.
Oh, is it?
Free to play.
Oh, nice.
Every time I go to play, it's like downloading 1 megabyte of 10 gigs. I'm like, no. No, I'm not going to sit here and wait for that because the PS3 downloads suck balls. And then I'll say, you know what? Fine. I'll leave you downloading. Then the next day, my PS3 shut itself off because if no one's touching it for like 20 minutes, it turns off. And well, that was stupid. So you've only
downloaded 2 megabytes of 10 gigs.
That was like 2 years ago. So like, imagine how much I have to do now. The games that came out this week include Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs. Apparently it's like a sort of sequel to Amnesia.
I wonder if it's just as good.
I heard mixed things, and by heard, I mean I read one review, and they said it was alright.
I really want to actually play that game, but now I'm kind of scared.
I want to play it, but I'm...
There was a story, like, it was on 9Gay, it was like a stupid story, but it was like how... Ah, forget it, it's not even funny, but it's basically, it's really scary. And I don't know if I believe it is or not. I don't know. I'm tempted to play, but I'm scared.
I want to play it. I want to... Remember, I bought it? I have it. It's just my computer can't do it. Give me your video drive and put it in this computer.
It belongs to Peter, because mine sucked.
Well, Peter's a dick. Anyways, Puppeteer also came out for PS3. I asked for a review copy, didn't get it, so it gets a 0 from us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's save that one last. What else came out? DuckTales Remat. Oh, we'll get to that. Oh, I got a hiccup. And the big game that came out, which I'm surprised I don't own yet, because I haven't had time to go buy yet, is Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 Remix.
Nice.
I asked for a review copy, and they said, we'll put you on the list, and I still didn't get it. So
you should forget it.
Yeah, it's getting 0 right now. But yeah, so Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 Remix includes Kingdom Hearts 1, Chain of Memories, and cutscenes from Kingdom Hearts 358 over 2 days. And if you're confused with Kingdom Hearts, I did write a thing called Understanding Kingdom Hearts, which is kind of like a retro recap on the game itself. Mm-hmm. But next week, my God, there's a lot of games coming out next week. Oh, God, they're all so beautiful. I can't even wait to say it. Fuck, I'll say it right now.
Go for it.
Hottie with a Chance of Meatballs 2 for the 3DS. Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be cool.
It's going to be an awesome game. Oh, it's going to be so good. No, there's three big, big games coming out next week. One might start with 3 letters, like GTA. One might start with the letters Wind Waker and possibly HD. And one might have the number 101 in it. And it might be so wonderful.
The hell's the 101 one?
The wonderful 101 for the Wii U.
I don't know what the hell that is.
We can't speak bad about Nintendo Network game review copies.
Ah, nice.
Yes. Anyways, that's all for new releases.
At least this week seems promising.
Yeah. Oh, the games are coming back and I have no time, but at least now I have money.
Hmm.
I have no time to play them. That's why I'm going to buy everything on a Wii U so you can play in bed. Speaking of Wii U, up next, news.
That's nothing to do with the Wii U.
You're nothing to do with the Wii U.
Uh-huh. Hello there. This is Mickey Mouse, unofficially. You're listening to the Paranerds Podcast, right, Pikachu?
Yeah.
Don't tell Disney.
Oh, yeah, true.
What? Oh, wait, no, we already did that.
And Rooster.
I killed that joke already. That was fast. Man, that's stupid. But, I tell you what. The other day, the person told me to put on Channel 6. I said, what is on right now? Is it...
What?
No.
News!
There we go. Jesus Christ, that was... No, we gotta
I don't
do
know if you're reading a joke and I'm waiting for the punchline.
No, we gotta do it again, but this time you gotta scream it. Oh, the other day my wife told me to put on Channel 6. I said, what's on Channel 6? Is it the...
News!
Anyways, first things first. Screenshots for Tech Deck, an iOS and Android skateboarding game coming out.
Alright.
The only reason why I'm interested in this is because the people behind this game is this little company called Spin Master.
Never heard of them.
I used to work there.
Ah, yeah, you're right. You used to work there.
I used to test out toys, man. It was a great job until they said, hey, we don't need you anymore because this is a freelance job, bitch.
So they said, hey, what are you doing here? You don't work here.
And I was like, no respect. Oh, listen, I'm opening a beer can. That means I'm cool. Oh, yeah. So they released remember Tech Decks? Were you ever into Tech Decks?
Was that little fingerboard?
Yeah, it was.
They're making a game?
Yeah. It's pretty much Tony Hawk, but, you know. Oh, I get it. That's so brilliant because it's on iPhone, and Android devices, and it's free. Because the tech deck was with what? What did you use to play with?
Your fingers.
And what do you play with your phone?
Your feet.
That's right. So it kind of acts like one small skateboard. Oh, I tell you
Unless
what.
You have the iPhone 5, then it's the size of...
I'm going to get the iPhone 5.
There's a new iPhone coming out, iPhone 5C or something like that.
Yeah, the cheaper version. I'm going to get the 5S, whatever the fuck they're going
to get. What makes the 5C cheap?
Now, before people start going, but Kevin, Androids are so much better. Yeah, I know that. I know that iPhones are
You've committed
shit.
Enough on your Apple iStore that, you know...
Yeah. Well, look, I'm doing this for you guys, independent developers. The iPhone reviews, we actually got another review game from Orange Pixel, which I will be reviewing this week as well. Because I love Orange Pixel and I love everything they do. And I'm biased that way. But the games are good. What do you want from me? Shut up. Because those games work on my iPhone. I got another review copy for a game called Dead Effect. I was like, okay, I'll review it. And I looked up the description. It's like, only available on iPhone 4. And I was like, well, I can't play this. Now can I?
What are you, iPhone 3?
iPhone 3GS.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. When you press Safari, it takes 20 minutes to open.
Oh.
That's why. And I don't want to get an iPhone 5. I actually don't like it. I don't like that it has a different plug. I like Androids because I know you could emulate games on them, but I'm just saying, hey, I bought Legend of Zelda once, twice, three times already. If I can play for free again, fuck yeah. And the phones are nicer and bigger, but yeah, I've already invested way too much money in iPhone games. I must have easily paid, like, easily over $100 in iPhone games.
But do you know what the iPhone 5C, like, it's cheaper, but what makes it cheaper?
Plastic casing.
What the hell is the other one made of? Titanium?
Glass, I think. That's why when it falls, it, like, cracks all over the place.
Why did they do that from the beginning?
I don't know.
Do you really need to have a glass phone?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't care. I don't like... My phone's so secure. It looks brand new because of that thick-ass OtterBox case that I have on it.
Yeah.
You have a nice phone, though. I like your phone.
Yeah, it's simple.
Too bad you don't use it to its heart's content because you're a PC, but...
I don't have data on it. I'm not going to pay $40 a month for shit I can use for free with Wi-Fi.
Do you have Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
At home?
Yeah.
So download games, bitch. So I can give
on
some games
phone?
Review. Yes.
I'm not saying can't.
Just saying you do, you should.
Okay. I guess give me some Android games. I don't know.
Alright, I will. Fine. We'll do that.
I didn't know that was an issue.
Oh. Alright then.
Alright then.
So, Major Nelson, someone asked him, hey, Major Nelson, do you know who he is? Do you remember who he is?
Xbox dude.
Yeah. Someone asked him, what do you think of Xbox One's nickname, X-Bone? To which he replied, I don't like it.
Yeah, really? I don't like it.
Well, he said.
He's gonna get fired, isn't he?
No, probably not. He goes, oh, I don't like it. It disrespects the teams that have put in thousands of hours already into the development of the product. Oh, surely it's cheeky, but I don't care for it myself. The other day, my wife went up to me and said, hey, X-Bone. I was like, hey, the dog's outside. Oh. No? Nothing? Come on, that was all freestyle. Anyways, that was that. Oh.
Yeah. He's probably gonna get fired.
No, probably not. Remember that Mortal Kombat YouTube legacy thing that kind of was like...
A real-life movie thing?
It was like 4 minutes long and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Some of them were kind of weird, like the Kinana, Nikita, the girl, the ninjas. Those were kind of weird. The Scorpion one was pretty cool. The Sub-Zero one was awesome. Raiden was a little bit weird because he was like in a psych ward. But it was better than the movie. Those 4 minutes alone were better than the movie. Anyways, so I didn't realize that was a season one. I actually didn't realize that was an actual show. I thought it was just kind of something they put together to promote the game.
I was like, I thought something like that too. But apparently it's an ongoing show?
Yeah, so season two began September 26th.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome. So in a highly anticipated second season, the saga continues as Liu Kang and Ermac, which is pretty cool to see him, join the ranks of fighters introduced in the series first season, including Kenshi, which could be cool, Kung Lao, Kang Long, Striker, Kitana. I also like Johnny Cage's one when he was like beating up people. Melina, mm-hmm. Johnny Cage, Scorpion, and Sub-Zero. As Damon announcing the series debut reads, quote unquote, this new season covers the rivalry and histories of these fierce warriors as Raiden and his recruits, yada, yada, yada. Season 1 Mortal Kombat Legacy ran for 9 episodes that were 10 to 13 minutes in length and produced more than 7 million views overall.
Oh, nice.
So according to the release, the cast includes Harry Shroom Jr. as the Warlord Kwai Leong. I don't even know who that is. Casper Van Dien as martial arts film actor Johnny Cage. Brian T., the Wolverine as Shaolin monk Liu Kang. Mark DeCascola, Cradle to the Grave as Kung Lao. And, yeah. So there's
I don't know half of those people.
And neither do I, but That's coming out. Which I, you know what? I'm looking forward to it. It's free. It's fun. It's cool. I like it.
It's Mortal Kombat. How can you go wrong?
So the Humble Indie Bundle 9 packs Fez, Brutal Legend, Mark of the Ninja, and more.
Yeah. Apparently, you don't have to pay much. You can just pay a penny for them all.
If you want to be a dick, you pay a penny.
Yeah, there was a thing on Dorkly about it. It's like, you could be an asshole and just pay a penny. Because there's a formula on Dorkly how much should you pay? Because it's a charity, right? So it's like, there was this big formula that actually works.
Yeah.
They're like, or you could be a complete douchebag asshole and just pay a penny.
Yeah. So, I buy the Humble Bundle in the Bundle Fundle every year for some reason, even though my computer can't take it, but I don't know. I feel good buying like 7 games for like $20. It just feels right. So Trine 2, the complete story, Mark of the Ninja, with that game alone is worth it. Eat Munchies Beta, which I never heard of, but looks cute. Brutal Legend,
which was a good game.
Which is a great game. Those games are part of it. If you pay more than $4.60.
Oh, there you go. You get Faster Than Light. Which I heard was really, really good.
I think Callum reviewed it on our site, or someone did. I gotta look it up. And then Fez, which is also a brilliant game. And soundtracks beautiful. Are also included with select games as well. And so that's all happening. So I might
it's actually all for charity too.
Yeah, it's all you can donate. You don't have to donate for charity, but if you want to be again a dickhole, that's why I said $20. I think $20 is good. $5 charity, $5 for developers, $5 for Steam, $5 for whatever.
Do you get to select a developer or no?
I don't know. I made that part up, but I mean like they
no, because someone was saying you know certain developers could get it. I don't know, but yeah, there's like the formula was like for every game you own, subtract a dollar. For every game you don't own, add a dollar. For how much money you make. Like, if you have more than, like, $500 in your account, you should give more than $10. And at the end, like, because the game, I think if you were to buy them all, based on Steam, it should cost about $79.
No, it says the items in this bundle would normally cost around $120.
Well, I guess that's Steam sales.
Yeah.
Right? Would be $79.99. And then, yeah, and if you were to buy, so it's like, but think of it, you know, they're kind of old games, blah, blah, blah. I think $20 is fair.
Yeah, so you can have developers, charity. You can choose the developers you want to put the money to.
Yeah.
You can choose. I'm looking at it right now. You can put the charity you want to, which is Child Play, EFF, WotC. And you can even leave a tip, which they pay for the bundle. The bandwidth and development of the promotion, all that.
Mm-hmm.
You can do $100, $50, $25, $10 custom amount. I think like those games each are worth $20, but you know, you have an option like this. People are freaking bidding $600 on it. They're purchasing it for $600.
Well, yeah, because it's like, you know, it's all going to charity. It's a good cause.
Yeah, it is. And if you pay more than the average of $4.60, you unlock more games because there's more games coming soon. And every like second or so, I see like a flipper going out. So far, they already sold 372,404 bundles already.
Yeah.
So that's definitely really cool. I might actually pick up just because I want Mark of the Ninja and I guess Faster Than Light. Those are worth it. But I don't play PC games, but I buy them anyways because I'm stupid.
One day.
Maybe one day. DuckTales Remastered. Hey, remember when we reviewed that game and gave it an 8?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah, remember how we played on the Wii U and it was available on PS3 and PC?
Yeah.
Well, now it's finally out on Xbox 360.
What? Where are you getting that from?
I'm getting this news from Blurr.com.
Day late, but it's there.
Yeah, it is. So DuckTales Remastered is now out on Xbox Live for $15. I don't know why. It came out September 11. Oh, by the way, lest we forget. Or whatever the hell the saying
is. Wasn't that yesterday?
Yeah, it was.
Let's not forget.
No, never forget. Never forget. Yeah, there's this never forget. Our remembered day, which is November 11, is lest we forget. A lot of forgetting.
That's funny, though, because didn't Obama announce a military strike on Syria on September 10th?
Did he?
What's going on? He did, yeah. They interrupted my TV. What's going on here?
Oh, really?
I watch American TV for American TV. They're like, now, Dancing with the Stars. Hello, everybody. It's President Obama. Oh, whoa, whoa, go back from the stars.
Whoa, what are you going to tell me?
I don't know. This whole war thing shit going on. I don't know what the fuck's going on. This is why I like to stay home in my little basement, sheltered from the world. Because as soon as I turn on the TV, people are dying. What's that Black Eyed Peas song? Forget it. There's all this shit going on in the war, in the world, and America's going to step in and, like, you know, the brave guys that they are, and they're going to start some shit.
And they're like, hey, Canada, would you be backing us up? And Canada's like, whoa.
Which I had this, I didn't have an argument, but I had a huge debate with Peter, because the United Nations are all together, and Syria is using chemical weapons, which is against the United Nations. They, in I think 1971, they said, hey, no more chemical weapons, because it's bullshit. And they're like, we agree. And then Syria uses it, So the United Nations is like, we gotta do something. And the whole debate I'm getting is like, why is it that United States have to always be the ones who volunteer or jump in? You know what I mean? It's the United Nations. Why can't, but does it take the states to step in to do this?
Well, everyone else is kind of like, well, that's not kind of our problem. I mean,
yeah, I know, but it's the United Nations decided that something has to be done because they're using basically illegal warfare. But what I'm getting is like, why is it always the states that has to, like, I'm not saying that they choose to do it, but it seems like they're the guy that everyone relies on. You know what I mean? It's like,
I don't think
anyone
else cares except for the states. They're like, yeah, we're doing something good, right?
Well, the thing is, it's a United Nations decision, right? That something has to be stepped in, and all the nations are all in one and have to agree on it.
So what
you're
saying
is, I get that Russia can't do anything because they're an ally with Syria, and I know that China can't do anything because they're also allies with Syria, so they don't want to get involved, or else there's going to be a bunch of shit trouble. But I'm pretty sure, like, South Africa might have an army, you know? Why can't we send Portugal there?
Yeah, Hulk.
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. My geography is horrible, so I don't know who's part of the United Nations. But to me, it seems like, why isn't there anyone else that steps in? Because what's going to happen is America's going to go in. They're going to send in a military strike, which is going to cost millions of dollars on top of their debt. They're going to start some sort of feud. People are going to die. It's like, why? Why is this happening?
So what you're saying is you hate America.
No, I just think that, like, I know they have a big army. And, you know, and they're brave. They're brave enough to actually step in and do something. But at what point, like, at what point is it that, you know, maybe they shouldn't? You know, because Syria,
for example,
Syria is fighting themselves. It's like the Syria dictatorship versus the rebels. So it's like an inner family battle, Syria versus Syria. My opinion, why not just let them duke it out till there's a winner, right? But so, you know, why does America need to step in? Why can't someone else step in? And why can't no one step in? I don't know, man. This whole politics mumbo jumbo. All in the end, what's going to end up happening is people are going to end up dying, and you know, it's not going to fix anything. Stupid war and world. This is why I play video games. This is why I stay at home. I don't have to deal with this shit. The only thing I have to worry about is if Mario has enough lives to defeat Bowser. In what game? Who knows?
So DuckTales Remastered came out on Xbox Live. It's $15. I guess it's not bad of a price. I guess it's not bad of a price considering everything else. I mean, you can spend $15. It's not your life you're spending.
15 or 50?
15.
Oh my God, I thought I rolled $14.99. What's going on here?
Yeah. Well.
That's not a bad price. Not a bad price.
And Dishonored Game of the Year Edition comes out.
Where are you getting that from?
It's based on War from Paranerds.com.
Based on War?
I don't know. It looks like.
I don't know either. It's a fun game. I haven't played it, though, but it looks good.
The complete collection includes the full game, as well as the official games add-on.
Bethesda's doing a pretty good job.
Bethesda,
I don't know. I never played one of their games, so I can't really...
You know,
played
Fallout?
Like, no.
Elder Scrolls?
No.
Fallout?
That's all I got, no.
Minecraft?
Skyrim? No. Minecraft's from Mahjong, isn't it?
I know, but Bethesda stole or sued him because you can't use scrolls in your title.
In Minecraft?
No. They were making another game called Scrolls, remember?
I don't remember.
Like a Podcast 17. Come on. Don't you remember that?
But, they had the Skyrim or the Elder Scrolls pack that comes with Skyrim and all its DLC. That seems like a good deal for $79. And now they have,
you're jumping ahead. Oh, hold on.
Is that the next one?
Yes. The Dishonored Game of the Year Edition will be available in North America on October 8th and Europe on October 11th for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC. It's gonna come with Dunwall City Trials, and Knife of Dunwall, the Brigmore Witches, Voidwalker's Arsenal. Which isn't bad. I heard Dishonored is a good game. I know Surge really liked it, so I miss Surge. I saw him the other day. He lives down the street from my house now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lives right on Bloor.
Hide.
I know. The Elder Scrolls Anthology is now available as well. For those of you who have not played the critically acclaimed game The Elder Scrolls, now is your—you also wrote last time. Not is your opportunity.
Hey, I wrote that all myself. I didn't copy and shit anything.
I know. Stop copying shit.
Critically acclaimed? Come on.
Available in North America for only $79.99. So you have the complete collection of Elder Scrolls games, including The Elder Scrolls Arena, Elder Scrolls 2 Daggerfall, Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind Game of the Year, Tribunal DLC, Blood Moon DLC, Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion Game of the Year, including Knights of the Nine and Chivalry Island, our Isles. Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim Legendary Edition, including Dawnguard, Heathfire, Dragonborn. 5 physical maps detailing the lands of Tamriel, Elphaba, Morrowind, Saradil, and Skyrim. For $80.
It's pretty good. That is a good deal.
That is an awesome
deal. Comes in a nice pack, nice maps, physical map, so it's not digital.
It's only for PC.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, then. Callum actually asked a question asking, do they come with a DOS emulator, or what? Because the original games apparently ran on DOS.
Yes.
Good answer.
I'm going to say yes, because I know no one's actually going to look into it.
Or listen. Sony announces the PS Vita, a tiny console to take on Apple TV.
There's such thing as Apple TV?
Yeah.
Is that the one where you access your iTunes account and you can watch movies and shit from
it? It's an actual TV that you can like watch, iTunes and shit on it.
Yeah.
So,
is it an actual TV or a box, like Rogers Digital Box?
No, it's an actual TV.
Really? I thought, so then what else do they have? They have this little white box that has an Apple.
Oh, maybe that's where I don't know. Maybe I'm
I thought yours was an actual fact.
No, I'm making sure.
Oh, okay, so then it is an actual little white box that you hook up to your TV.
Yeah, so the PS, wait, were you talking about Apple TV or PS Vita thing?
Apple TV.
Oh, no, I don't know. The PS Vita thing's a little white box that you hook up to your TV.
Oh. Yeah, I thought it would have been black with the whole Sony theme.
No, it's white, because we'll get to that in a second. So, Sony has announced PlayStation Vita TV, a 6x10cm console and set-top box that connects to a TV. It's based on PS Vita hardware, and besides playing Vita, PSP, and PS1 games, also offers access to a range of entertainment services and PS4 cross-functionality. It will cost $95, including sales tax, and is out in Japan on November 14th. A separate bundle including DualShock 3 controller and 8GB memory card will sell for around $143.
Holy crap!
Which isn't bad, because it's pretty much a PS Vita for your TV.
$143 for an 8GB memory? Yeah, that's a lot.
Not for 8GB memory, for the thing. It comes with an
8GB. Oh, you're like, and for an 8GB memory, $143 or whatever.
I'm terrible at reading shit.
I'm terrible at listening.
Because you can play PSP games, PS Vita games on your TV.
But would it look good?
Yeah, it does look good. It looks amazing.
Does it blend? I wonder what happened to those guys.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's a YouTube thing called Does It Blend? Where they blend everything.
Oh.
Does a PS3 blend?
I saw it. Will it microwave? I don't know. That's the same guy.
It's probably. He wouldn't be surprised.
Well, here's a surprise. Nice segue. So the Wii U and 3DS Smash Brothers games is coming out, and they finally announced another character who's going to be on the roster. Who could it be?
Who is it?
It's going to be someone you never thought would be on the roster. In fact, I'm very surprised they even bother announcing this, because, obviously, Princess Peach.
Womp, womp. She was always in it, man.
I know. Is she going to hit you with a frying pan again? Stupid.
The sad part is, like, it's like, it's confirmed for the Wii U.
Join me?
It's confirmed. I was expecting Princess Peach. Did you see the screenshots further down?
Yes.
I see the guy from Animal Crossing.
Yeah, he's in the game, the villager.
But he wasn't in the other one.
Yeah, they announced him already.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, I wasn't expecting him. I was expecting Princess Peach. Let me guess, Fox is going to be the next one.
They announced Luigi last week.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, I know. Nintendo's pretty smart. You remember you asking me why the PS Vita, the box, is going to be white?
Yep.
Because today at Sony's Japan pre-DGS press conference, the company revealed that we'll be releasing an all-new model of the PS Vita. And guess what color?
Blue.
That's right. No, it's white, which is a shade. So the model is
small.
Sorry?
The Sony box that you were talking about is so tiny.
6x10cm.
Yeah, I know, but we're not all looking at our penises to measure.
Let me tell you. I told a person the other day that I want to look at my penis. He said, move your stomach. Right? Cause my stomach's big, my penis is small. No?
I guess.
Alright.
What if it was folded?
No.
Tucked under.
The model was made to be a more casual and easier to use model of PS Vita. One that's thinner, lighter, faster, stronger, and that comes in different colors. It's 20% thinner and 50% lighter than the standard Vita model.
Is
more affordable.
Is it 50% better?
It's more affordable, packing a 5-inch LCD display in lieu of an OLED screen. Battery life has been increased by an hour as well. Interesting, it has a built-in storage, albeit only a single gig's worth. But hey, that's better than everything else.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Not bad.
Skip that one. PlayStation 4 gets a November 15th release date.
How do you have more Windows than I do?
Because I'm better than you. I'm better than you.
I don't know, I'm going based on you now, because I don't even know what that was. I just went through all my Windows. I'm done.
Oh, PlayStation 4 gets a November 15th release date, which is 2 days before my birthday. And we're actually getting this from ocanada.com, which is actually written by a friend of mine, Patrick O'Rourke, who...
I'm wondering, when does the Xbox...
Promoting my buddy here.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So this is written on ocanada.com, which is written by my friend Patrick O'Rourke, which you may have remember, he had a website back in the day called gamejudgment.com. He now works for Pulse Media, which reviews games. So good for him. Good job,
Patrick. Good for him.
He published this on August 20, and I'm finding this out now. So yeah, I don't know if this is null, but November 15 release date.
When's the Xbox? Do we know?
They said somewhere around holidays.
Hmm.
Oh, wait, yes, we do. That's actually the next segment. Xbox One, price, release date, and availability.
I was trying to do a segue, man. You suck.
Oh, is that actually what you were doing?
No, but I guess it kind of worked out.
Oh. Microsoft has announced that its Xbox One will go on sale on November 22nd, a week ahead of Sony PS4's release date.
Now, who made the smart move?
I don't think it matters, really.
Yeah, it does.
No, when are you buying a PS4?
I'm not.
Are you buying an Xbox One?
No.
So what does it matter?
Yeah, but before, when the PS3 was announced, when it was released, they also released Halo to kind of, you know, get even
better. Yeah, but fanboys are so disgusting now that they don't even care that the PS4 is coming out.
Yeah, but there's fanboys that will buy some, and there's fanboys that will buy the other. But then there's also the crowd that
you just defined the definition of fanboy.
Yeah, and then there's some that buy both, you know. Oh, like, you plan on getting both, right? But there's some people who want to buy both, like, within the same, you know, on release date.
Yeah, but if they plan
to. So they kind of hope that the consoles are spread out further apart.
Yeah, but there's one they want more. Like, I want the PS4 more.
So let's say that those who want to buy them both on release, because they're that crazy, let's say they buy the PS4 first, that's going to make their wallet kind of lighter. And would they be able to afford the Xbox the week later, or will they have to postpone it?
It doesn't matter, though, because they're going to buy it regardless. It's just not going to be great on the first week.
Yeah, but that's what the sales impact on the first week.
Who cares? Price, while it has announced a release date, Microsoft has revealed price details, including, if you lived in the UK, £349, which I'm not sure what that is, so I'm going to...
It's pretty heavy. It's £499.
Say it's $500. Anyways, reports of GameStick shipping to backers are false.
I don't know what that is, GameStick.
It's kind of like a Ouya sort of thing.
Whatever happened to Ouya?
That failed miserably. So, recent websites like The Verge reported that GameStick units have been shipped to backers of the GameStick Kickstarter campaign. So, if you... you know, pledged or whatever the fuck you do on Kickstarter, people were
starting to pretty much sending them out, right?
Yeah, Gareth actually did some journalism and contacted them PlayJam, which they responded to say this, quote unquote, "We don't know where those media reports come from. Certainly not from us. We have first units coming off the line next week and we hope to start shipping as soon as possible. We still very much expect you to have your game stick by the end of this month." So, yes.
But do you know what it is? Like, do you upload your games onto it and you just play with the controller?
That'd be
kind of cool. Like, you just hook it up to your computer, and then you access their store.
I'm assuming it's like a USB key sort of thing.
Yeah, but then is the games on it, or is that just access their server?
I don't know. Sir, have a thing called the internet, and you, sir, can look it up.
I'm trying not to move so my computer doesn't explode.
Oh, yeah, because you have that problem. Were you able to open up the Xbox deals?
No, I say this because usually you go into a break.
No.
Don't you?
No, deal of the week is always after news. It's been too...
Beastman!
Beastman, do you know how to run? I forgot what he says in that song. Beastman. CKY, anyone? No? I know you know. I'm asking if our listeners...
do we have listeners? I'm the only one listening. I'm opening up now.
Fuck if I know. I don't know. I don't know anymore because no one is responding to us. Nintendo eShop update, including some deals on the eStore, which is odd to say. Alright, so first thing they have here is what's available. Etrian Odyssey Untold, the Millennium Girl demo, is now available on the 3DS eShop.
Okay.
There's that. Ever hear of it?
Nope.
Cool, me neither. Letter Challenge, 3DS eShop.
Ever heard of it? Nope.
Cool. Tales to Enjoy, Little Red Riding Hood, Tales to Enjoy, Puss in Boots, Tecmo Bowl. Hey, I love Tecmo Bowl.
Meh.
Have you ever played Tecmo Bowl for Nintendo, the original one?
Probably, but
that was an amazing football game. It's probably one of the best football games I've ever played in my life.
Is it?
It was amazing. I didn't know what I was doing. I just selected what the fuck I wanted to and kind of went to town with it.
It was an open world football game.
Now you're thinking of Monster, what's that? Monster Hockey, I forget what it's called. Who cares? Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, is out on a Wii U virtual console. Remember, Wii U and Nintendo 3DS eShop are both separate.
Which is dumb.
Very dumb. But they didn't have the one thing here that was very important, which I think I forgot to open. Anyways, they have Bitrip Saga for $5.
Didn't you buy that?
Yep, sure did.
How is it?
I bought it for full price, for $20.
Traded it in.
Yeah, well, with I traded in the Lego City game, which I absolutely hated. But yeah, so the game I just bought for $20 is now available on the store for just $5.
Me.
And you bet your ass I bought it.
Again?
Yeah, because what I'm going to do is trade in the other game for another game. For $20.
Crazy.
So I bought it for $5 because why the hell not? It's all six games. It's everything. It's everything I already had. Again. So I bought those games, and now I'm going to trade in the one I bought on retail.
You went from physical to digital.
Pretty much, yeah. And which is stupid because I hate buying digital. But again, $5. I bought Myst for $5. Why the hell am I not going to buy Bitrip? I know what Bitrip is. I like it. And so now PlayStation deals that they have here. Call of Duty Ghosts is $59.99.
It's the only one that I can open. The other windows don't open for me, so you're
the Xbox one's still open, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not opening for me either.
Yeah, it's quite.
It's okay. There was nothing really crazy for it. They had Doodle Jump for like $2.50.
Whoa!
It was a Kinect-based game. I'm not even joking. And then the Warner Brothers sale was like, oh, Warner Brothers sale. It's like maps for Batman Arkham Asylum. I'm like, wow, guys. Way to...
So dumb.
Yeah. And I did I tell you about Bully?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, yeah, okay. Right.
Not today, but you've
I bought it, yeah. So the games for PlayStation Store that are on sale. PS2 Classics game, Mystic Heroes PS2 Classics out. Never heard of it, it's out. Aliens Colonial Marine Ultimate Bundle is $17.99 for PS Plus instead of $30. The Black Ops and Black Ops 2 game bundle is $81.99 instead of $73, which is kind of dumb. Or vice versa. The Call of Duty Modern Warfare game bundle is instead of $76, it's $68.
Do you even play that still?
Yeah, I don't know. But if you're a PlayStation Plus member, you get the game Galaga Legends DX for free.
Meh.
Yeah. Meh indeed.
Not really much there.
No, not really.
Lots of discounts, though. Mostly Call of Duty and basically the stuff that you just mentioned.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's pretty much it for news. A lot of news, mind you. I'm saying pretty much like there was nothing to talk about, but there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all for news. Up next, we're going to talk about GTA 5 and... Let's just talk a little bit about GTA 5. Up next.
Oh, yeah! There we go! Yeah! Let's go! Check it out! Check it out, Joe! Hey!
Oh, yeah! Stop! What? Param Nerds Podcast!
Hey, yeah, you sometimes get that, you know, do yourself.
Come on! Param Nerds Podcast! Check it out,
Joe! Hey! Come on! Check it out, Joe! Hey!
And we are back once again. All right, so there's a couple of things I don't like talking about on this podcast. Number one, politics.
Consoles,
yes. No, politics.
All right, is that it?
Sorry, I was taking a swig of my beer, my organic Miller Lager.
What, you milked it yourself?
I did. There's a couple of things I don't like talking about this podcast. I really don't like talking about rumors because usually I don't really find them interesting or really care.
But maybe we don't, but our fans do.
No. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe they do.
Did you hear the PS5 was announced yesterday?
Really? Holy fuck. Man.
Look at that.
Right, a whole topic about
it. Wow, our podcast went up 6,000 degrees.
Wow, that's crazy. I don't like talking about rumors. I don't like talking about shit I know I'm not going to own for a long time. Like, say, I fell in love with this Oculus Rift. What is it called? Oculus Rift?
Yeah, the Oculus Rift.
I fell in love with that, and I really want one really badly.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Because it might actually scare me with a... horror game.
Yeah.
But I won't get it because it's expensive, so I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I also don't like talking
about...
That's
a nice big thing to talk about. Is this personal taste or stuff we're not allowed to talk about?
No, this is personal taste.
Oh, okay.
I don't care what you talk about. I don't like talking about consoles, the new consoles. I like talking about the new consoles when they first happened.
Yeah.
Like when we, you know,
announced it.
Announced it and our opinions on it.
I don't like talking about rumors of consoles because it ends up being fake.
Or specs or like things that might happen, might not happen. Unless like the Xbox One is a different story. That shit just kept changing. It's like, we are not. Like the 2DS, like we spoke about that. I gave our opinion. But I'm not going to talk to you anymore about the 2DS. We said wait.
Did you hear the 2DS is in 2D?
Really? Oh, yes. I told my 2DS to, wow, did I burn that joke into the ground?
Oh, that whole thing was a joke, or the joke that you're about to say?
No, that wasn't a joke. I went back to my regular voice.
Right to the ground.
Yeah, right. Sorry about that. But yeah, I don't like talking about consoles because you can only talk about them once, and then you can milk the shit out of it, which is what people have been doing for the last 6 months about these new consoles. Like, just trying to find any kind of news that are different about something else was so hard for like the last 6 months ever since the new consoles have been announced because it was all about pricing and stuff and leaked images and controls and not controls and Kinect and all this other shit. It's like, no, once the console's out, we'll talk about it. Or when we have it, we'll talk about it. Or if anything big happens, like the Xbox One, all the DRM shit that stopped.
Yeah.
That's when we'll talk about when it's fact, not rumors. I also don't like leaked anything. When it's games.
But sometimes leaked stuff leads to things.
Leak stuff.
Didn't Call of Duty Ghost, was that leaked?
No, it wasn't.
Like images? I think one of the images was leaked.
Of the dog with its mouth open?
Who knows?
Well,
I know some leaked stuff, like knowing about it gives a heads up on something. Like if we know there's a Call of Duty Ghost coming out and a leaked image of a map, that doesn't really help.
Yeah.
But if a game, for example, like, let's say Grand Theft Auto 5 wasn't announced.
Whoa, we're doing this.
Okay, fine, another game. Let's pretend that Call of Duty Ghost wasn't announced.
Okay.
And then there's like a leaked image of the next Call of Duty game, right? Stuff like that can help because it leads to potentials of what we expect from it. But 90% of the time, those leaked images are all Photoshop.
But what if they're not? So, for example, for the last GTA 5 comes out next week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy it on the first day because I know they're going to have a billion copies. And even if I do buy it the first day, I'm not going to play it till 2 weeks when I have time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe just me, but I'm not that crazy about it. Like, I'm excited for it, obviously.
Blasphemy.
I know it is, but I want to play it. I'm obviously going to play it, but I'm not, like, sitting at the edge of my seat waiting for it. I don't see
what makes it much different. You know what I mean?
Well, I get it. You play as three characters. It's the biggest budget out there.
Yeah, okay, but just because you spend more money doesn't make it that much more of a game. You know what I mean? It's still an open sandbox kind of game. With the same concept. Maybe the story's amazing, don't get me wrong, right?
Really good. They're always different. It's about a guy who tries to make his life different.
Yeah, it comes to America.
Hey, cousin! Let's go look at some titties. Hey, let's go together.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't really know if the story's going to be great or not, but it's like, it's a big open map. There's a lot to it, but it's not something where it's game, you know, changing. You know what I mean? Like, for example, like Battlefield 4... It's not game-changing. It's a big improvement. Not improvement, but there's a lot more things to it.
Yeah.
But it's not like, oh my god, it's the best game in the world. Can you believe... It's like, no. It's just an upgrade version, pretty much. And Grand Theft Auto 5 just seems like an upgrade. And to be honest, some of the visuals doesn't even look that much better.
Yeah, when I saw the commercial, I was like...
I was like, it looks like a Grand Theft Auto game. It's not like, you know...
But then again, Grand Theft Auto, you can't bitch about the visuals because it is so big. Like, it's not like a boxy game or Pikmin where everything's so focused in one area. This thing is an open-world game.
And it is massive, so I can understand visually.
So you can understand if his eyeballs are blinking through his nose or something.
Yeah. But it's... I don't know. Like, everything's all about how... it's like, you know, Game of Thrones reference. Like, brace yourselves. Grand Theft Auto 5 coming. It's like, to all the single... Or to all the girlfriends or something. It's like, people are going to neglect their girlfriends over Grand Theft Auto 5? Like, I don't know. Like, what the hell's going on here?
Well, I mean, I get it. I mean, that's how I feel about Kingdom Hearts 3. Like, I'll get that thing. Like, first time that comes out, I'm definitely buying that.
Yeah, because you're a fan of Kingdom Hearts. I just didn't think people were such a big fan on Grand Theft Auto.
Well, Grand Theft Auto, the thing about that is that it has the best of both worlds. Like Call of Duty, a lot of hardcore gamers don't like Call of Duty because it's repetitive. It's the same shit every year. But you have the bro gamers who like Call of Duty, right?
Okay.
The guys who don't play any other game besides Madden and Call of Duty. I'm just saying, for example.
And soccer, FIFA.
Yeah, so you have those guys who play Call of Duty, and then the gamers don't.
Then you have the 12-year-olds.
But then you have 12-year-olds. Then you have the gamers who play I don't know, like in indie games only, but they won't play Call of Duty kind of thing. Everyone plays Grand Theft Auto. If you're a bro, a gamer, a nerd, like anyone plays, everyone loves Grand Theft Auto. It's the best of both worlds. You and I will probably end up buying Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah,
but you and I will probably not buy the next Grand Call of Duty. Not because we're like hipster or anything. Well, maybe. But I'm just sort of tired of it.
Yeah, well,
Grand Theft Auto has been so long since it came out, and that's probably the beauty of it. There was this gap between, like, it's what, 6 years?
There was time. Yeah, there was time. Well, it can't be that long. Grand Theft Auto 4 wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, but they were making this as soon as GTA 4 was done. It's a $265 million dollar game budget.
Yeah, it's pretty big. I didn't believe it, though, but apparently it is.
Yeah, that's insane. It comes right behind Pirates of the Caribbean World's End budget.
It's ridiculous. That's a large budget.
That's insane. And they're going to get that money back, which is really good because Rockstar deserves it. Rockstar always makes quality games, except for tabletop tennis, whatever that's called.
No, don't get me wrong. It's a good table tennis game. It's too good that I'm not good at it. You know what I mean?
Or State of Emergency. How about that for an example?
Never heard of that. But the table tennis game, like, it's good. It's just too hard. Like, are you good at real table tennis?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, the computers are a lot better than you.
What's the difference between table tennis and ping pong?
I thought they're the same thing. They're the same thing. Ping pong is like ghetto college student code name.
Oh, wait.
Table tennis is like freaking Olympics.
Yeah. Wow, it's like we finish each other's.
Periods.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
I was gonna say sandwiches.
I was hoping you didn't say sandwiches. Wow, well, it's like we're still in each other's head. Oh,
I thought you said we're so in sync, but I was gonna say Backstreet Boys, but that didn't work.
Nah, never mind.
So in Backstreet Boys.
So, but yeah, going back to GTA 5, like, I'm gonna get it.
And it's gonna be a good game.
And I'm not being one of those guys who are like, I'm hating on something because it's popular. I like, I love Grand Theft Auto. I'm tired of the hype behind Grand Theft Auto.
But yeah, that's the difference. The problem is, it's not the game, it's the people.
Yes, because goddamn, I was trying to look up news today and yesterday, and it's all Grand Theft Auto leaked map, Grand Theft Auto this, Grand Theft Auto that, mating dogs, screenshot, leaked images, the game's already being pirated. Like, I'm like, holy shit. I saw a thing on N4G, which had like 1,000 degrees GTA 5 bus ad. I'm like, it's a fucking bus ad. Who gives a shit about a bus ad? When did this
probably become funny and clever?
No, it wasn't. It was just like the water painting or whatever on a bus. It's like GTA 5 bus ad found or saw. Or
Saints Row is pretty funny advertisements.
But like, I'm like, anything with the letters GTA 5 is big. That's why
call this podcast GTA 5. Good podcast. There
well,
you go.
I'm gonna call it GTA Ronnie Field or something. But yes. Yeah, let's call it GTA 5. You know what? I will call it GTA 5. Just
in spite. See how popular we get.
Most popular download is.
We're the number one podcast now.
I'll put all the tags I normally do in a post into this title. So it'll be like Podcast 136, GTA 5, Grand Theft Auto 5, 5V.
Leaked, bus ads, everything. Pirated.
But anyway, so that's what's bugging me. It's like,
but the thing is, I bet you if you were to like post like on a forum, like you have one copy or on a YouTube channel and you have a physical copy of Grand Theft Auto 5. And you are giving it to someone willing to kill someone else for it. I bet you people would be like, I bet you people would say I'd murder someone for it. Hey, like, what I'm trying to get at is, like, I bet you people out there would say they would die for Grand Theft Auto 5 right now.
I wouldn't go that far, but.
Well, they wouldn't kill themselves, but they would say they would die for it. Or, you know, they would kill a loved one for it. I bet you.
Yeah.
Submit your questions, too.
But, like, I like Grand Theft Auto. Don't get me wrong. I love Grand Theft Auto. I think the games are brilliant. Fuck, I played the original Grand Theft Auto and the British one. I forgot what it's called.
Here's a better thing. I bet you someone would pay $100 or more to get the game today.
Yeah, probably. And that's fine.
How high do you think it would go? Maybe $1,000? You think someone would pay $1,000 to get Grand Theft Auto 5 right now?
Probably. But then, you know what?
$10,000? No, maybe.
No, not $10,000. Maybe not. But you know what? That's fine. I'm okay with that.
No, it's not fine. It's not okay with it.
Why not? If there's a game you really want.
But you can wait. You know what I mean? If the game's coming out in a week.
They're excited for it. They're excited.
You can't be that excited for
something. Yeah, I get it.
I just think that the hype of everyone.
When DuckTales came out, that's the first thing I did was buy it.
Yeah, but you're not going to freaking trade your whole clothes, everything you own for it. You waited for it to come out.
That wasn't the question.
But you weren't like, oh my god, DuckTales, bro, DuckTales making images, leaked images of Scrooge's hats tilted when he jumps.
Like, actually, I did kind of look those up.
No, but you know, like, people, I think the hype has gone so big that people will go crazy for it. You know what I mean? Like, they'll be like,
I don't want the hype to destroy the experience, if that makes any sense.
And it's still going to be a good game.
No, it is, but hear me out. Borat had the same thing with me, where everyone was like, very nice, high five, and I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And then I watched Borat, and those jokes are already said, you know what I mean?
It was overused.
It was overused. So when I watched the movie, I felt like the movie was ripping off a cliche that was happening.
Yeah.
Because I was so late to the party. But Grand Theft Auto 5, you're ruining with these leaks and everything. Like, I saw a screenshot of the map. I'm a journalist. That's what I do. I saw a screenshot of the map and how big it is. And I'm like, man, I wish I didn't see that because I want to.
Why? At least you know it's going to be very large, right?
But so I already knew that. I didn't know how it was going to look, though. Like, I feel like any little thing that happens, it just goes over with. Like, I'm sort of getting, like, how I'm. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah. How I felt sick about talking about the new consoles when they were announced. It's how I feel about this. I'm like, stop it. Like, not everything GTA 5 has to be fucking top, like, news. It's not that interesting. Like, there's nothing you can say right now because the game comes out in, like, 4 days or 5 days.
But still, it's for the next 4 days, it's going to be big top stories.
Look here.
You could create something that says 4 more days for GTA 5, and I bet you'll get, like, 1,000 degrees.
Top stories on N4G right now. Grand Theft Auto 5 gameplay gets leaked on videos, driving gunfights, and mating dogs. Microsoft is banning consoles over GTA 5 leak. Hold on. I just pressed the wrong button. 4 minutes GTA 5.
Very interesting how the hell that happened.
4 minutes of GTA 5 footage leaks. Like, this is what's on the top 8. Look, I'm not even done yet. This is on the top banner. Grand Theft Auto 5, new details, wanted level, submarine. Pay nothing for Grand Theft Auto 5 at Blockbuster. The fuck is a Blockbuster?
Doesn't exist anymore.
Weird. Yeah, that was just the top of the news. Like, that's just on the top banner. And I'm like, there's nothing different. You're all saying the same shit.
Just reworded. And yet they get approved.
But that's what I'm talking about. It's like, look, I just put on page 2. How does GTA 5 online system work? Like, it's everywhere. Like, goddamn it. I get that it's a big game and I get that people are excited, but not everything has to be this important about Grand Theft Auto 5.
Or does it?
And yeah, I am looking for it. Like, Grand Theft Auto 5, swag. Grand Theft Auto 5, 5 reasons why we're beyond ready to buy the game. Grand Theft Auto 5, like, Grand Theft Auto 5 preview. Grand Theft Auto Online would be the most important part
to me,
of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Just wait for it to come out.
Yeah, that's exactly
like,
it.
Like, it's one more week. Just, like, you talk about it as, like, it's going to be cool and your expectations, but, like, just wait. Why look at leaks and stuff like that? That might not even be real.
There's an article about waiting for an article. When can you read IGN's GTA 5 review? Why is that an article? GTA 5, complete guide leak, booty calls, and private dance required for 100% game completion. How is that already out?
But who cares? Just wait for the game and you're going to find that out anyways.
But you see what I mean? Though, it's so crazy. GTA 5, new artwork. Like, holy shit, people. Not everything about GTA... Look at this one. Top 5 original Xbox game. Oh, never mind.
What, did you read your own post?
No, I'm joking. GTA 5 review embargo lifts on Monday. Like, how do you know that? How do you know that? Grand Theft Auto 5 for PC release leak? Did you hear about that too?
What?
About how people are signing petitions now to have GTA 5 on PC for some reason?
Not to have it?
Yeah.
That's so lame.
It is. It's so stupid.
Why do they care? Exactly. Who cares? Let them have it. It's going to come out sometime after, so I don't think
it's going to
be
better too.
Oh, most likely. Yeah. It's made on a PC. Right? And then, like, you know.
People are dumb.
Why? Yeah, I don't want them to have it. No, it's my game only. It's like,
but it's
for
PS3 and Xbox. So I don't understand what the big deal is.
It's people. I think it's the people, both teams, who are combating against PC fanboys. You know, PC always goes like it's a superior system.
Yeah.
Every like comment in regards to PS3 and stuff like that's always like, or buy PC, it's a superior race. So I guess it's the both consoles are ganging up on the PC.
But like I said, I'm not against the game. I like the game. I'm actually gonna buy the game, and I expect great things of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy it as well, but I'm not, you know, going apeshit over it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think people should calm down before they kind of like they set their expectations too high. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's gonna have problems. It's a game. Like every game has problems.
I wonder if the hot coffee mod's gonna be on.
Probably, but they already made that joke. I wrote on Twitter, if you guys are sick of it, and Justin Siegel from 4Log actually said, yes, I am. In truth, a part of me wants it to suck so I can see the internet explode.
That's the end of the world. That's when World War III happens.
So, yeah, I mean...
It actually gets released first on the PC, some odd, weird shipment.
So, yeah, I mean, that was just a little rant. I mean, I'm excited for the game as much as the next person. I'm not going to buy it in line. Actually, I was thinking about doing maybe, if you want to join me, going downtown and going to the lineup and talking to people waiting to buy the game.
Are we going to be waiting too?
Oh, if you want to. But I mean, like, I thought it'd just be fun to talk to people on the street about it and see what they want about it, what they expect.
I don't know.
We'll talk about this off the air.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my little GTA 5 rant. Again, I'm not against the game. I'm against the hype around it. It's a great game, and it's going to be good and deserves all the praise and hype. But not everything has to be fucking the letter G found in the alphabet. Oh, like, it's calm down, guys.
Did you know instead of the Hollywood sign, it's freaking Grand Theft Auto?
But yes, I will probably call this podcast GTA 5 just to see if it makes a difference.
It
probably won't make any sense because the title will be a picture of Rodney Dangerfield or something, but...
Replace all the icons, you know, the Grand Theft Auto 5 cover?
Yeah.
How there's like slides and there's people's faces? Just replace them all with Rodney Dangerfield.
That's a great idea. Good job. And I was also thinking, in the description of the podcast, I should write, we speak about leaks and spoilers about the game.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
We technically did.
Yeah, and piracy.
And we're
download now. Free. It's free. Free Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, there we go. So I'll put that in the description.
Play today.
If it makes a difference. I'm going to call our podcast Grand Theft Auto 5 and see what happens.
Oh, you're going to get like 6,000 hits.
That'd be awesome. I love Grand Theft Auto 5. Anyways, up next, another little thing that's kind of bugging me, and I want to see what your opinion is. It's about women and video games. Up next.
Have no right.
And they can't vote. Hey, it's Kevin here.
And I'm Rooster.
That's right. We're from the Pioneers podcast website. We're doing this off freestyle. There's no script here.
There isn't?
No, there's nothing here. So instead of saying this at the end like I always do, did you know that we have a Twitter account?
We do. It's twitter.com/thepioneers.
That's right. And if you want to get like exclusive pictures and whatnot, follow us on
Twitter.
Which is the website.
What?
Say the Twitter link.
I thought I just did.
Say it again.
Twitter.com/thepioneers.
That's right. And if you like us, and you truly like us, you can also...
get us on iTunes, which is
the first one. This one.
God damn it, people, you're not good at this.
No.
Facebook.com.
Yes, you can like us on Facebook as well. And say you do like our podcast.
Subscribe on iTunes.
You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. And what do I keep saying? Rate.
Rate
our iTunes, please. The more you rate, the more you comment. Let us know what we're doing wrong, what we're doing right. And that's...
example of this promo.
Yes. And you can do that all on the sites that we just mentioned.
Baroners.com.
I said I'm going to go play a game. And when I went to go play a game, it was Grand Theft Auto 5. You know who was on the cover? Me. No respect.
Lots of respect.
Anyways, we're back, obviously. I hope you enjoyed whatever bumper I decided to put in the middle there.
Anything.
So, Kojima recently showed a new image of a new enemy in the Metal Gear Solid 5 game.
So it's an enemy, not like an ally?
No, I don't know what the fuck it is. But
A person.
A character. But if that's probably one of the games I'll buy when it comes out, because I like Grand Theft Auto, Metal Gear Solid 5.
The sad thing about it, though, is I don't have the system.
What? Xbox 360?
Grand Theft Auto, it comes out for the Xbox One.
What, Metal Gear 5?
Yeah, the new one.
Really?
Yeah, it's not for the 360.
Really? You sure?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I think so. I'm almost certain. That's why I was kind of upset.
No way.
Yeah, dude. Do you think it's going to handle that well? Like the freaking current system? No.
No, it has to be.
No, it can't be.
Available on PS3, Xbox One, and Xbox 360.
Interesting.
Well, there goes that whole argument. I'm going to get it regardless. Even have to get an Xbox One for it. No, it's coming out for this console, I believe.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Anyway, so we're big fans of the Metal Gear series. That's not even what this is about. Kojima released a screenshot of a new in-game model, character model.
Yes. Yeah. Modeled after a real person.
Well, yeah, most games are nowadays. But so most of the time, I guess Metal Gear has been kind of cheeky. No pun intended. With their sexuality in the game, like, you know, you have to stare at Meryl's ass to see if she is Meryl or not. So you can remember the walk later on in the first movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he released...
It played a large role, come on.
Yeah, it did. So he released a new screenshot of a character called Quiet.
Yeah, you Quiet.
You Quiet. You shut up. You shut up. She's the main heroine in Metal Gear Solid 5, so apparently she's an ally. Or she does heroin, one or the other.
Why not both?
All right. Anyway, so yeah, a new character. There's been a little bit of controversy about this character in the game.
That what she's wearing is not an actual outfit?
Why she's wearing that to begin with?
Who knows?
Well, what do you think about this?
It's a bikini. I'm wearing, what else is she wearing with it? She's wearing a bikini with pantyhose.
Yeah.
Torn pantyhose.
And you can see her, like, thong. She's wearing, like, a G-string.
It's a bikini. It's not a thong. It's a bikini.
Oh, regardless. People have been bitching about how, like, that's not Army certified, and why is she wearing that? Which is, you know, it brings up a good point. Like, why is she wearing that stuff?
Who knows? Maybe when you first meet her, she's, like, about to change into an outfit.
And that's the first image they put out there?
Why not? That sex sells. We did a whole conversation about that.
We did?
Yeah, back then with, like, seducing.
We're happy and full of energy.
Like, sex does sell. That's what these people want. So when you put something hot like that, it attracts attention, and then it gets you thinking.
But I feel like maybe that was the old way of thinking, because a lot of people seem to be pissed off about this.
I was going to say something inappropriate, but we'll leave it.
What were you going to say?
I'm not going to say it.
You say it. I'll censor it after. Say it.
I'm not going to say it. It's going to make you look like...
No, say it. Come on.
I'm not saying.
Come on. You got to say it now.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Fuck. Say it.
Yeah.
God damn it, I hate you so much. Anyways, so that...
Put it this way, who doesn't want to see naked women?
She's not naked, though.
Oh, okay. Who doesn't want to see an attractive woman butterface? But, what am I saying? You get where I'm coming from.
Are you trying to say women?
No.
Women?
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's a less, inappropriate comment.
Jesus, man. You're making things incredibly awkward.
I'm saying.
But what are you trying to say? Just say it.
You know, maybe the non-heterosexual men are complaining.
Gay people? Why the hell would gay people be complaining?
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Who's complaining?
Women?
It's women, isn't it?
Wow, I'm surprised you didn't go for women first.
No, I am up too. I don't know.
No, it seems that a lot of people are actually just upset about the whole thing in general.
Because I just think it doesn't seem like a good character. At least Raiden was a fully dressed woman.
That's true, he was. But no, people are complaining about the fact that, well, why, like, the clothes doesn't make sense. The character's overly sexualized for, I don't know why. I mean, personally, I don't care.
I don't get why they're using real, like, facial, you know what I mean? Like, modeling. She looks too weird. She doesn't look like a Metal Gear character. She looks like a person.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, Eva was another character in Metal Gear. And the thing about Metal Gear is that it knows it looks good. Like, I remember in Metal Gear 4, you can actually, like, zoom in on her boobs and stuff like that if you were talking. And they even had, like, that I don't want to say a boob button, but they had, like, a functionality where you could zoom in. And even in Metal Gear Solid 2, there's those Japanese girls in the lockers and Snake will, like, whack off to them and stuff.
Yeah.
So there was always, like, that little sexual joke in it. But this one feels like, I don't know, I feel like it's a little...
Too much.
Nah, yeah, I guess too much. It's like...
It's different if she was fully clothed and there was a scene where she's undressing and that's what she's wearing.
Like, they did
and
that...
And then she goes into a proper attire. You know what I mean? Like, kind of like the... Attire, yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're walking through or you're crawling through a vent and you look down and she's wearing that. And then she puts on, you know, pants. But you get to see that, you know, the kind of the perverted side of it.
Yeah.
Then it's like, I get it. That's more of the Metal Gear kind of thing.
Like, they had that thing happen in with Metal Gear 3 with Eva. Like, every once in a while her, like, shirt will be, like, zipped down or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that was,
it happened all the time. Like, every single time she, like, showed up. Hi, Snake. Zip. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, but it was like, as much as it was obvious, it wasn't really, you know, I don't know, they didn't really make a big deal out of it. It was like casually there. Like, oh, you noticed my tits? Yeah, so did I.
But, like, but yeah, so that's pretty much like, it was subtle, I guess is more.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. It was just like, it was just there. You noticed it, everyone noticed it, but they didn't point it out, you know what I mean? I guess they kind of did when you zoom in, but still. Yeah,
but that was our choice. But like, that brought me onto thinking like, what's up with games and doing this all the time? I mean, everything. Think about it. Like the...
I don't mind it. I like seeing a nice piece of ass digital on my whatever.
A nice piece of ass.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like, it's nice. Like, oh, that's nice rack of tits, even though it's all fake.
Really? Even if it's like wizards and elves and stuff?
Yeah,
like,
I don't care.
But then again, I guess it is the same for the guys, except the guys...
In Saints Row, I made my guy's package as big as he can
be. Well, that's a good example. Saints Row, for example, they have that option that makes sex appeal. And I don't know if they have it in Saints Row 4, but they had it in...
They do, but the women's is a lot bigger. The guy's package is like... My package is bigger than that guy's package.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's... The girls is like, the sex appeal is the boobs, and the guys is the junk.
Hang along, yeah.
But the junk is just like a package, a bulge. Theirs is like their boobs, and it's like you can't even notice if you're wearing pants. Like, I don't know. I just find the whole thing sort of bizarre.
Hey, man. Women are beautiful subjects, or whatever you want to call them. They're pieces of, beautiful pieces of meat, body. God made them perfect. Look at us. Our bodies aren't good at all.
That's true. We are pretty disgusting.
Who wants to look at our bodies? Nobody. Who wants to look at women's body? Everyone. Women like to look at women's body.
That's true. That's why I guess we like lesbians. It's like, you know.
Yeah, you know, I don't see it as a bad thing. It's different. Like, it's different if they had her like that, and then there's like scenes where you're physically abusing a woman.
Jesus,
or, you know,
Christ.
You know what I mean? Like, in a way where it's like showing like the inferiority, how insuperior. Wow. What's less than superior? What's the word I'm looking for?
Less than superior?
Yeah.
Exterior?
Inferior?
Inferior, yes.
Yeah, like, you know, and like making it seem like women are, you know...
I said exterior.
Making like women look like they're crap, you know what I mean? Like they're useless. At least the game, like, in today's society doesn't get to that point. But they're making women as a sexual object, which I don't see as that big of a deal.
Because they're...
I was a girl, like, I'd be like, oh, she looks hot. But I'm not going to let it change my opinion if it's a good game or not.
I mean, to me, like, personally, again, I don't care. Like, at all. But there was a whole bunch of controversy behind it and how people were saying, like, that he's a perverted old man, which, you know...
He probably is.
Yeah.
And we're all perverted in some way.
That's true.
But I don't showcase it.
Yeah.
You know, like, how he would. Like, his kind of like, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have done your fantasies that way, but, like, you know, who cares?
Well, what about in other games, like, Dead or Alive, where you can, like... What's the word I'm looking for? No, not that I love.
Like, all in freaking skimpy outfits?
No, what's that game where you can actually control the girl's boobs? Like, the Jumbo with a PS3 controller. Was it Ninja Gaiden? I think it was Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was Ninja Gaiden. But anyways, yeah, I believe that there was another one where you can do that with, control the girl's boobs and stuff. I just don't understand, like, mind you, this one of Quiet, or whatever her name is, isn't so bad because...
It's a weird choice, and I agree with a lot of people. It's like, it makes no sense. Why?
It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe, like I said, when they first introduce her, it'll explain why she's like that, but as of the current image, you don't get it. I don't get it. It's hot, but I don't care for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be like, oh, let's boycott, you know, whatever the game. It's like, it is what it is.
Well, I'm definitely not saying I boycott or anything. Like I said, I don't really care. I just find it like, why? Like, why? Like,
maybe that was meant for his own personal collection.
He's
who
like, whoops, 3D model came out.
I think it's more disturbing how her face actually kind of looks like a person.
Yeah, apparently you know she has those black things around her eyes because she's a sniper, and apparently that stops the glare or some shit.
Oh, yeah. It absorbs the sunlight instead of reflecting off your skin and inflicting, whatever, makes sense. But when I play Metal Gear Solid, I don't look at Snake and be like, wow, he actually looks like my Uncle Bob.
Well, to be fair, Snake...
I say he looks pretty good, but...
He did have a nice ass, too.
Yeah, okay. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't look at... When I look at Snake, I'm not like, wow, he looks real. Like a real person. Like, I can actually identify him on Google.
As image. A character, yeah.
Yeah, but when I look at him, I'm like, wow, he looks good, as in the graphical. Like the sweat, the textures. But with her, she looks like a person. Too much of a person.
Yeah.
And I guess it's weird because in games, you know it's not real. But when you look at her...
It's that uncanny valley.
Yeah, when you look at her, you're kind of like, did they force her to do that? But meanwhile, you don't realize it's not... Like, when I look at her, I'm not like, you know, that's a computer-generated person. I look at her as like, wow, like, I wonder how much they paid for her to dress like that. Oh, she's not real. Never mind.
Yeah.
Like, so that's why I think the uneasiness comes in, where it's like, oh, wow, like, why is she wearing that? But we're not realizing it's not a person. Well, at least to me. That's the disturbing part for me.
I just find it, like, I don't know, just weird. Like, they could have done so. Someone else, I personally don't have a problem with it, but it's always been the same thing like that in games, and it's always, I'm just surprised it's more in Metal Gear 5. Like, I don't know if you've seen those Grand Theft Auto 5 posters, like it showed, like, a...
girl in half the bikini, half naked type of thing?
With the cop arresting her, and it's a girl, too. And I'm like, nah.
But that was, like, their traditional thing. Like, in Grand Theft Auto 3, I think it was like that. Or Grand Theft Auto 4. It was a cop arresting a girl or somebody, or vice versa.
Was it a girl cop arresting a girl?
No, but now this way it's kind of like they're paying homage to their old advertisements of it, where it's like a girl on girl now, instead of the guy on girl or girl on guy, I forgot what it was before.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
Because then they also had the one where it was a girl licking a lollipop leaning forward for Grand Theft Auto 4.
I guess the real thing that bugs me, or not really bugs me, it just makes me question the most, is fine. You know what? She's wearing a bikini. Okay, fine. Is the fact that she has holsters.
Where is she going to put her gun?
Exactly. Why not just put a jacket on? Like, that's the thing. It doesn't make any sense.
It seems like that is her outfit of choice. Like, not more of a, you just caught her on a bad laundry day.
That's the thing. Like, it's... Like, you're still... I mean, you might as well just carry a backpack at that point, but then we won't be able to see your ass. You know what I mean? Like, it's... Like, it was designed this way.
She is a sex symbol. I'm pretty sure when you meet her in the game, she's going to be kind of slutty, flirtatious. Maybe not. Maybe she's a very attitude. But based on what she's wearing, she deserves it. No, I'm kidding. Based on what she's wearing, it's like I could kind of see the role that they already put on her. Like, she's that kind of, like, hot woman, but with power, but flirtatious and her control kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell the kind of person she's going to be like, but I don't know. I don't know. She looks hot. I'd fap to it.
You plan to right after this podcast.
I'm already fapping right now. That's you. I'm watching you fap to her.
Hey, how you doing, baby? But yeah, I don't know. Like, I just find it doesn't fit.
I'm just surprised it's not the media that's doing this. Like, on Fox News.
I know.
The Xbox is a sex box.
Like, in Metal Gear 4, there were girls that you, like, had to fight. But the thing is, they were fully clothed. Mind you, they weren't really tight clothing, but they were fully clothed regardless. Remember the Beauty and the Beast in Metal Gear 4? These were the beauties.
No, I don't remember the Beauty and the Beast.
That was the whole thing behind it. Anyways. So yeah, you would fight the beauties, and they just slowly walk towards you in these, like, tight little outfits and stuff. But at least they were fully clothed. But this one, they're like, hey, look at her tits, look at her ass, look at both.
Yeah, but she's wearing a bikini. Makes no difference from anything we see in the movies. Movies in the theaters, not in the adult film section.
I get it, but if I saw this in a movie too, I'd probably think it's stupid. I probably wouldn't even give it a second.
Well, maybe with the torn pantyhose. I think torn pantyhose in general is not a style. I would think that's a poor choice. But just the bikini. What?
I like how you thought that was a poor choice.
It is. Like, whoa, you're going, first of all, if you're going to bikini out in public, maybe you could get away with that. You know, you're hot, you're young, you're out in the town looking for a good time. Maybe. But wearing that pantyhose, mm-mm, sister, it's not working for me.
Some of the comments are pretty funny as well.
Oh, why are they?
We should not be afraid of sexuality in games. There's nothing wrong with this. And another person wrote, there's nothing wrong with showing skin, but for goodness sakes, that's neither fashionable nor attractive.
Yeah, there you go.
If you wanted to go with sultry, tempted sniper, at least give the woman some non-ripped up pantyhose.
Yeah, see? The pantyhose, I think, is what kind of throws it off.
Victoria's Secret models are sexy. Lara Croft is sexy. Audrey Hepburn is sexy. Crack whores are not. I wouldn't really call her a crack whore.
But here's the thing, though. Yeah, I think that if take away the pantyhose, all you have is a girl in a bikini. That's not a character. That's not an outfit. You can't make a girl just walk around in a bikini. That's just weird. Put pantyhose, now you make it seem like an outfit. A really bad choice because it's ripped pantyhose. Maybe if they put stockings, you know what I mean? That would have been a little bit better. I don't know who the marketing team is there or who the character development is. It's just everything about that is wrong. From her face, not saying she's an ugly woman, it doesn't
based
suit.
Based off a real model.
Yeah, it doesn't suit the Metal Gear universe.
You have Raiden, who's a fucking cyborg ninja.
Looks like freaking Matt Damon, you know what I mean? It's kind of like...
Looks like Matt Damon.
No, I'm saying, like, you don't make Raiden, who's a cyber ninja, look like Matt Damon.
I guess I can see the resemblance a little bit.
Right? So that's why. It's like, you it's a different universe, so keep it that way. You could have had a girl that looked like Sniper Wolf, maybe her sister, you know, but more realistic looking with the textures and details.
That's why in Toy Story it was good when you saw the kids, because the kids still look cartoonish. If they look like me, you're like, ugh.
It doesn't seem right. Yeah. It's too much
home. Candy is what it is.
Yeah. So to see her, it just seems like it doesn't
Snake
fit.
Snake is such a caricature. Like,
yeah. He doesn't. I don't know who he looks like in real life. Like I said, probably my dad at the age of 60.
Or my dad if he was alive.
Maybe he is your dad.
Daddy? Snake! but a lot of more comments are saying, I'm convinced everyone is gay. Quit screaming for more clothes and demand less. Why can't people spell? Quit screaming for more cloths and demand less.
Okay, which is okay. You know what? Yeah, maybe demand more nakedness. I get that. But the people have to have an outfit, too. You know, I'm pretty sure the world would rather have me naked, but at the same time, like, I need to have a daytime clothes.
The actress must be thrilled they turn her character into a stereotypical male fantasy. Fucking pathetic.
What, Snake's sick of it?
She's not my fantasy. I'm a male. She's just like a badass army chick that would fuck you up real bad if you mess with her. Lol. But right, she's wearing a skirmish top and net leggings, so you know that's super stereotypical. With her flat ass and smaller boobs, retard. I'm reading comments in case people are wondering. So basically, she wears only wears. My god, the internet hurts my head. So basically, she wears only wears two pieces of cloth to cover her jewels and wears sex stockings. Slut. See, it's the game. I'm surprised.
It's
the
game.
There's nothing wrong with showing skin, but a G-string and a too small bikini is an utter failure of imagination, creativity, and talent.
It's a bikini. God damn it, people. It's not a song. It's not something she wears at home or out in public.
She's dressed like a whore in Afghanistan of all places.
Well, I guess, you know what? Technically, it would be a thong. Even though it's I consider a bikini outfit, she's not at the beach, so.
The ideal of a female sniper is pretty cool, but man, the execution went wrong somewhere. Great craftsmanship in the model, though. I was expecting something a little more sophisticated and stealthy, but hey, I'm not most likely the target audience, so who cares what I think? And then some other guy just wrote Asians with the two lines. So she's basically a stripper from some two-bit strip joint. Classy. I see girls like this every week on street corners or in bars asking me for spare change to show me their tits. And then the other guy wrote, whereabouts do you live, mate?
That's what I say. I want to know what part that is.
I want to be honest. I'm not a fan of her design. So far, she looks like, I thought that in the Phantom Pain trailer, she looked much better. I don't know. The guy didn't really finish his sentence.
That's it. He's trying to find out what bar the guy is.
Hideo Kojima's loosing it. Lol. Why do people write LOL all the time?
Because they're laughing out loud.
I hope those aren't the real-time renders for in-game, especially for next-gen. I can already see on the third and fifth pictures that she is missing shadows and ambient occlusions on the green straps on her back and shoulder. For example, on the third picture, you'll see that the top of her strap near to the back of her neck is missing some shading. And in the fifth picture, you'll see that the strap on her left shoulder have no shadows either.
Who notices that?
Thank God someone noticed her missing strap shadows. Should we tell Kojima?
Someone wrote that?
Actually, he wrote, thank God someone noticed her missing strap shadows. Should we tell Kojima-san?
You gotta sometimes love the community. As much as they can be complete assholes, there's some pretty good laughs in there.
Yeah, oh shit. So, but yeah, here's what I'm saying. Like, again, I wasn't against it. I'm just surprised everyone else is. Pretty much this podcast is yelling again at you, gamers. You're the problem. You're overhyping GTA 5.
You want hot, attractive, you know, women in games. You get it. Now you don't want as hot. What do you want? You want my mom? Is that what you want?
You're overhyping GTA 5, and you're overhyping this situation.
Yeah, it is overhyping. I was going to say underappreciating.
Like, if that screenshot was for any other game, you'd be like, cool. For this game, you're all like, man, the strap shadows aren't exactly where it should be in figure 3. Seriously, that was an awesome comment that guy said. Ujima-san. Yes, the more and more we do these podcasts, the more I realize how much I hate the gamers. Please subscribe to our iTunes feed and leave a comment.
Gamers
below.
Are people too.
I'm obviously joking. I can't stand anyone. But I'm just surprised. Like, I feel like sometimes we get on our high horse about a bunch of stuff, but this is the time where I'm like, everyone, relax. Like, I'm not getting on my high
It's different
horse.
If she was naked. Like, completely naked. I get that.
Yeah, no, I
totally like that. But it's not acceptable.
Yeah, I get that too. But, this is the time where I'm kind of telling everyone, just sit down. Just relax, man. Like,
start talking about Grand Theft Auto 5.
GTA 5's coming out.
They'll forget about this. No problem.
GTA 5's coming out. Don't worry about it. And when Quiet does show up, you're going to fap. There's a Rule 34 about it already, I'm sure, somewhere. That's a wicked sight. But yes, that is our podcast number 136.
What do you think about her outfit?
Yeah, what do you think about her outfit, and are you also getting sick of GTA 5 hype? That's going to be two questions of the week.
If you can answer at least one.
Yeah, if you can answer at least one, you'll get a reading on the air. You see how we read those other comments? Those are crazy, wasn't it? What's on the pipeline for this week? I will be reviewing a new game from Orange Pixel called Heroes of Loot. I have Pikmin 3 to review, so that will be coming out as well. I am working on a new top 10 that may or may not include a blue hedgehog. Wow, I just gave it away without without actually meaning to. I was like, don't say hedgehog. I am working on a new top 10 of that, because Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out, and what better way to praise it by talking about Sonic the Hedgehog. What do you have on the pipeline? I saw your pick of the week with Wolverine. That was a pretty funny one.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to say. I'm running out of picks anyways.
Oh, so what should people do?
Listen and subscribe. No, I'm kidding. Send me pictures, goddammit.
Where to? Where would someone do it?
RoosterParanoids.com.
Can you give a little bit of a rule of what it is that we're looking for?
Anything.
There you go.
Anything to do with gaming and nerd. Even if it's like a comic strip from an old Batman thing that looks funny. Anything nerdy. First, it was gaming that's glitchy. But right at this point, I'm not asking for much. Anything funny, game related, nerd related. Even if it's a mug, a Paranerds.com mug, I'll take it.
I have that.
I'll take it. But yeah, but you know, it's not bad. Still got up to 100 so far. Not bad.
Not bad. So when's the new pick of, or point of view coming out?
Sometime next week.
Really?
I don't know.
Maybe. Oh. Movie Grapevine came out with a new video, which you should also definitely check out. Once he has 3 videos on his site, he's going to have his own category. Callum actually did a really cool, really, really, really well article, well-thought article. Sorry, I almost threw up. An article about DC characters and about how heroes shouldn't have happy personal lives, which is what Dan Didio, the head of DC Comics, actually said when talking about...
I didn't know if, like, I'm not trying to, like, pick on grammar or anything. I was... somewhat reading it, but not fully, and I didn't know if he... who wrote that? Was it Callum?
Callum, yeah.
I don't know if he had an error in it, because he's saying, if you're wondering what the title doesn't... I don't know, something about doesn't quote.
I noticed that, too. The reason the title of this article doesn't have a quote is because he couldn't come
up with
it.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, wait, did he meant to say does have a quote or doesn't have a quote?
I don't know, but...
So I'm like, I'll let our editor-in-chief figure that one out.
I don't know what he means, so I'm going to leave it the way it is. I'm not going to change what he thought.
Yeah, but I'll change yours. I was interested in...
The Elder Scrolls not is your opportunity. I'm pretty sure you meant to say now.
No, I meant not is your opportunity.
Oh, is that what you meant? What's wrong with you? Why can't you write simple words?
Sometimes it's just my brain process is just stupid.
Don't you reread your friggin' things?
Actually, I don't. I think reading it once is enough.
No, definitely not.
Clearly, it's not.
But I do appreciate you doing that. So you can keep checking Paranerds.com for news, because Rooster's been posting them, as I tell him to.
Pretty much.
And thank you for doing that. That's actually really good.
Better than nothing.
What'd you say?
It's better than nothing.
Oh, yeah. So, of course, pick of the week. News we'll be having on our site. Of course, the podcast, which you can subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.com if you want. Or if you don't have either or, you can just right-click and press Save As. Please leave a comment below or email us at...
Are you going to say first or
me? Kevin at Paranerds.com. Or, sorry.
Rooster at Paranerds.com.
That's right. And, of course, give a shout out to our friends. That's Classic Elite, ClassicL337.com.
Which they added me to League of Legends, which I'm actually kind of happy.
Oh, did they?
I saw Garrett yesterday.
Orlog. This is awkward.
Oh, sorry. Scott added me, though, but sorry.
I was going to walk
away. I keep thinking they're both on the same. But, well, anyway, Scott and Garrett both added me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Are they from Forlog?
No, Scott's from Classic Elite and Garrett's from Forlog.
They're all friends to me. I don't know where they're from.
To be fair, I socialize with them more than you do, because I have to.
Yeah. So I think I said them, I hated them once, but Garrett was, at least I knew his name. I was like, hey, Gavin? I was like, Gary. He's like, Rooster. I'm like, what are you up to? I'm like, you want to play League? He's like, I'm about to go to bed. I'm like, and I'm going to go to bed too.
And then you blocked him. And
no, I haven't played yet, but it was nice that, you know, they wanted to add me. You know, it's like, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I heard on Classic Elite that Scott actually plays League of Legends now, so I was like, really?
I've been playing
Run away! Sorry, what'd you say?
I've been playing, like, a lot of my own, because, like, my other friends don't play, so it's nice to at least have someone, but yeah. I haven't had the opportunity to play with them yet, but it's cool.
It's weird. I feel like Scott's following me sometimes. I'll turn on my Xbox and it's like, classically Scott. I'll turn on my PS3, classically Scott. I'll turn on my Wii U, Scott's online. I'm like, fuck.
He has all 3 systems on.
And yeah.
You have to appear on one of them.
Probably. He's like, I know he's coming online. And Garrett just stares. I haven't been on another podcast in a while. I should be on one of those. I'm going to invite myself to one of those podcasts.
Just go on Skype when you see them pop in. Just do.
Yeah. But of course, like I said, whatever I just said,
would you say?
I don't remember. A bunch of stuff. But yeah, check out those guys, For Log Gaming PC, with Corey, Chris, Siegel, and Garrett. And Classically with Scott and Douche and a Gooch Bag. Gooch and Gooch
Bag. All one big thing. Podcast.
And Vogue Nasty. But yeah, check them all out. They're good friends of ours, sister sites, as I like to call them. And of course, Nintendo Legend and One More Podcast, who just did their 100th podcast, which is a clip show, which I listen to because I'm a fool. But yeah, of course, check out all those guys. Give them shout outs. I love them all. And some good news coming out. There may or may not be something in the works for 2014. I'll tell you off the air. But anyway, so that's our podcast.
Is it a Paranerds movie?
Yes. It's going to be just audio based, so the whole screen will be black.
Your imagination.
And it'll be poorly edited by yours truly, like the podcasts always are. But hey, at least I put in some work. Anyways, that's the podcast for this week. Will we have one next week? Who the fuck knows? We'll find out.
Stay tuned.
That's right. Let us know. Well, the thing is, here's the thing. I need comments, people. Or like 5-star ratings on iTunes, on Facebook, like us.
Give Kevin a reason to live.
Like I said, I know people download because I see the downloads.
Kevin, I can't keep downloading 700 episodes a day.
Listen, it makes us look really good, but I need people to let me know they're still listening. I know they're
I said, it's possible that they're listening to it, but they're out on the go, bus.
I get it. But Twitter, everyone has Twitter now, except for you because you're a fool. But everyone has Twitter now. Just say, yes, I am listening. And that's it. That's all they have to do. Get it. Sometimes I'll be listening to another podcast.
What do they get from that by saying, yes, we do listen?
They're saving a life, okay? Do you want me to kill myself? Is that what this is about?
A little bit. Do I inherit?
But I get it. Every time I listen to another podcast, they're like, send your email, and I'm like, I don't feel like opening my inbox. Or they'd be like, Twitter us, and I'm like, I don't remember what your Twitter handle is. Ours is the Paranerds. Not that hard to remember.
Yeah,
And Gustavo, I think his name was, Shawshank. All those people used to email us back in the day. What happened?
What happened to Anna?
We give away a couple prizes and then we hear nothing back. Huh?
We give her gloves. She's set for life.
I know. What is this?
What she wanted. What? She's done.
But that's the thing. That's why we haven't been doing that many giveaways. We used to give Resident Evil 6, Kingdom Hearts 3DS, a fucking DMC bag. Actually, he responded to tell me he got it. We gave away
Guild Wars 2 beta key.
Yeah, we used to give things away, but that's
some League of Legends skin.
We were getting mail. Now we're not getting anything. So please let us know that you're still fucking.
We don't want to do it. And then there's that one guy who keeps winning. Me.
Yes, you want Rooster to win these things?
Do
you? Well, that's what I'm saying. Let us know. Just comment. Say haha, lol, you guys suck. GTA 5 is awesome. Kevin, you have a giant penis. I don't care if you're lying or not. Just let me know.
Hashtag giant penis.
Yes, hashtag giant. You don't even know what hashtag means.
It's that thing on my phone. It's the pound key.
That is the pound key. It's weird that people actually call it a hashtag. At work, they were saying, okay, it's hashtag 6. I'm like, the fuck's a hashtag? Oh, yeah, pound sign. Anyways, that's the podcast for this week. I love you all. I was joking about hating gamers. I just hate some. But then again, I hate everybody. So it's all good. I'm making this awkward, ain't I?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, we'll talk to you guys next.
No respect.
Oh, no respect. Tell you what, no gamers here and there. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Oh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's so hard to do a high voice with that voice. Try saying something high with that voice.
I don't even know how to do this voice. Can't really just
sing a siren scream.
Can't make a silent scream. Would that be considered a silent scream? Thank you.